Good morning, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. If you love fishing as much as I do, you're really going to like listening to my old buddy, Luke Clayton, for the next hour.
Thanks, Bill. This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers and is on the pro staff of Gearhead Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Nielsen Specialty Bullets, and feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guest for this week's show.
Well, Dave, thanks a lot, buddy, for that introduction. We are now about to embark on Campfire Talk with Mr. Larry Wysoon. Campfire Talk is brought to us each week by Platinum Chevrolet and Platinum Cadillac in Terrell, Texas, the Texas Wildlife Association, Sea Ark Boats, and also Sarton Marine right down there at Lake Fork that is a dealer for Sea Ark Boats. And we have Mr. Larry Wysoon standing by. Larry, this segment is also brought to us by
Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable.
Yes, sir, and good morning to you.
top of the morning to you. I'll tell you what, it's an interesting start here in November. I don't know how you're open. Did you hunt open morning, or did you get a chance to? I didn't get a chance to really visit with you about that.
No, I missed opening morning, Larry, but from now on, I did my newspaper article this week on deer hunts, and
right.
and hopefully, you know, the article might just help some people, but I kind of gave a list of making plans, and it's not too late to make plans for a deer hunt, and these destinations such as Dale River Ranch, Cedar Cove Ranch, places that I know are good places to go hunting in Texas, Larry. And then Mr. John Eaton out there around Iran out there, you know, has got the mule deer hunts. Places that I'm going to be going. Of course, Kenneth's probably not a commercial place, but, you know, you and I are going to be down there real soon with Kenneth.
Absolutely real soon.
Kind of southwest of San Angelo, I believe.
That's exactly right. Well, I'll tell you very quickly about my opening morning on my little place in northern Colorado County. We were met at first light by about the sound of 200 motocross motorcycles on the property adjoining us just immediately to the south. And it's, I'm, of course, I was one of the co-founders of Texas Wildlife Association. And you own the land, you can pretty well do what you want to, you know, within legalities and legal rights and all that kind of thing. But I have no idea why our neighbor decided to have that motocross race opening weekend of whitetail deer season right next door. I mean, it was loud. You couldn't hear yourself think, even, you know, on our property. So it was an interesting couple of days. I hunted in wore earplugs most of the time, so I didn't have to deal with quite all the noise that was out there. But, you know, I guess that's all part of it. So hopefully that's finished now. And as we hit in, you know, in the latter part of November here and all of December, that'll be over with. And whatever time I got, I'll be spending there again trying to find that legal buck that's got 4 points on one side and 13-inch inside spread.
That's the barometer, isn't it, Larry?
That's the barometer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got, of course, I guess coming up here at this time, real soon here, a week or so, we're going to be down there in San Angelo area with.
I'm looking forward to that, I'll tell you.
With Kenneth, you know. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a lots of fun. And then I'm going to, out there with John out there around Iran. That's going to be a late season hunt for me, Larry, out there. There's a lot of deer in that country, and I know you've hunted it a lot. But
I got to know John through the Mule Deer Foundation. I was a speaker 1 year out at the Mule Deer Foundation event chapter that they have there one of those West Texas towns, at Fort Stockton. I just went blank there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And super nice guy, and you know, I've been like you, we've stayed in contact, with him. And I tell you what, he's got some fabulous property there, and I think he does the same thing. He has some property in Florida, and then also over in New Mexico for some pronghorn. But that ought to be an absolutely fantastic hunt out there with him.
I think it will, Larry. I got an email from John. I had him on the radio show, and this is kind of what I've always have done since I started riding years ago, is hooking people up with good places to go. But he he was talking about his mule deer hunts. I mean, excuse me, the pronghorn hunts in New Mexico on the show, and he also mentioned the mule deer hunts too. But he had, I think, four guys that was listening to him talking about the mule deer that booked with him next year out there.
Oh,
that's
going
to be out there hunting with him. So, yeah, I'm happy to have some, you know, get some information out that actually helps people. It's fun. The radio is a good means to do that, too, because it's not, I mean, we can do just about what we want to do, talk about the fun stuff that we like to talk about, Larry. And, you know, you and I have been doing this little campfire talk now for over 11 years.
Oh, my gracious.
Yeah, it doesn't
seem like yesterday in a lot of different ways.
Well, it does.
You're right. The beauty of the radio, as far as I'm concerned, yesterday, there's a certain time that it comes on the radio, but also through your catfishradio.org, you know, my gosh, not only on all the stations that we're on, but anybody that misses the show or whatever like that, they can go there and get more information as well, too. So, you know, radio is a fantastic tool when you get right down to it.
It is. Plus,
it's fun as part of it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Plus, it's fun, you know. Larry, here's, you know, back to deer hunting. Deer hunting is on everybody's mind now. I bet
you're
dominating all of us, what we're thinking about when we're not thinking about something else. But, you know, depending on the, say, South Texas, well, we're into, you know, the rut down there is going to kick off in December, which is just a couple weeks away here now. I mean,
right.
I know sometimes in the mid-December. But the pre-rut, and it's really complicated, and different people decipher these terms differently. But when the let's just put it this way in terms that I can understand. When bucks, when they're up chasing, you see a lot of chasing going on. Well, that is they have yet to really lock down with a doe, right? I mean, that's when you see a lot.
There can be a lot of chasing going on right during the center part of the heat of the rut as well, too.
Uh-huh.
As, you know, one or more bucks pushes a doe. But generally what happens is they're right about now in South Texas, and we've been in the rut pretty much throughout much of North Texas now.
Yeah.
But down in South Texas, these bucks are just starting to roam. They're starting to there's a lot of fighting going on, trying to establish who's who and mm-hmm. who's their friend and who isn't, kind of thing. So right now is really from here on to about the 17th, 18th of December is an ideal time to rattle. If you look at the peak breeding dates in South Texas over the last many, many, many years, it's always been December 18th. That's when more does get bred that day or within a day or so of that mm-hmm. than any other time. But they're out looking right now. They're working straight. Of course, these bucks in North Texas, like where you hunt and even where I hunt, the rut is still going on.
Yeah.
And it'll probably continue for another week or two, and then it'll start slowing down. And then for too very long, kind of toward tail end, and when you get into December, middle to late December, a lot of those six-month-old doe fawns will come into, they'll have their first estrus period. And so there'll be kind of a second rut kind of then as well, too. And so, you know, we got that to look forward to as we get a little bit farther into the season.
Exactly. Well, Larry, I know your schedule is busy through the end of this year and maybe into, you know, here in Texas we can hunt them into on managed ranches through February, you know?
Absolutely. I'm going to try toward, of course, the BSC convention is coming up 11th through 14th in Dallas, K. Bailey Hutchinson Center. It's still on the books for the time being and continue hopefully there as well, too. But I'm going to try to hunt a little bit in February and try to, if I haven't got my freezer full of doe meat by then, try to take whatever does I can those last few days.
Exactly. Well, and one thing I'm planning on, and real soon is up on the Dale River Ranch. I got a call from Randy Douglas, and Randy knows deer. He makes his living up there guiding and taking, you know, watching over that land. I could feel the electricity in his voice. He says, "Luke, I saw a 170 class buck, and this is
oh my gracious,
yes." And he's, if he says 170, well, it's close
170.
To it's close to what it is. And he was still excited. And he said,
"Oh my goodness!"
Yeah, he said they killed a one that was high 150s up there on the river. But I do want to get that air gun up there, and that country set up to where you can. You know, a 75-yard shot on in with these big bore air guns is. I won't shoot one. I know it's capable of doing it farther, but I just don't. I don't practice the mil dots and all that shooting out.
No,
far.
You know your comfort level, and that's so important. Regardless of whether you're shooting that air gun or whether you're shooting a pistol, bow, crossbow, or you know, or a rifle.
That's right. But out to 70. Actually, I sight in at 75 yards, and you know, from there up to 10 yards, it's. Basically just put it where you want it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you'll be within a couple of inches, even with those big bore air guns. But, yeah, I want to get a couple of hen turkeys is what I want to do. Also, and there's lots of turkeys up in that country. And they,
yes, sir.
Dale River Ranch, folks, Randy does day hunts. But it's not day hunts like you might remember where somebody says,
right.
Here's the 1,000 acres and here's the key. You can get in the gate, go hunt. I mean, Randy puts you in stands that – he's got trail cameras on every feeder. I mean, he'll put you where you a good chance to kill a good deer. And, you know, Larry, he charges only, I think, $500, $250 to hunt, and then I think it's $500 for a buck that would score under 140. Now, that's,
oh my goodness.
That's what he charges, yeah. And, I mean, that's the place for our listeners that do not have a place to hunt that might want to, you know, the Brazos River area up around Palo Pinto County is fairly close to you. Well, DaleRiverRanch.com, folks, check them out and give Randy a call. Larry, where
that's
is
fantastic.
It is. Isn't that a good deal? And it's just a great place. They have a lodge there at Dale River Ranch, a very nice lodge on the river. But a lot of his people that hunt 1 or 2 days, they'll get him a motel in Mineral Wells or something.
Right, yeah.
And he encourages that. He says, you don't have to rent the lodge. You know, you can stay elsewhere for $50 a night and then come out and hunt each day with us. So
that's a heck of a deal, I'm telling you. That is such a beautiful area. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of game in that area as well.
It's just beautiful. A lot of red stags, you know, red deer out there too.
Oh,
free-ranging ones, you know. Pretty healthy herd. Well, Larry, we're out of time. I can't believe how quickly. I want to say hello to Jerry Hancock, by golly.
Oh, yes, sir.
Jerry won the Wally Marshall crappie tournament. Jerry and his partner, Paul O'Brier. I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but I've talked to Paul for years. They won first place up there. I think it was out of Branson, Table Rock up there. But Jerry listens to us every week at the dock waiting for his customers at Lake Fork. He's a crappie guide up there. So, Jerry.
Well, Jerry, I will spend some time just a little bit north of him here in the probably about the time that they be here in the pretty close.
Yeah. Well, Larry, you be safe in your travels, buddy, and we'll regroup next week, and we'll talk some more hunting and fishing or whatever. We'll have some fun.
There's no telling. We'll see everybody in then. Enjoy the outdoors and be safe.
Folks, if you hunt deer in Texas, you use some kind of a game feeder. For many years, I'm talking about 15 or maybe 18 years, I've used the Ultramatic feeders made by my buddy Carl Harmon. Check them out online, ultramaticfeeders.com. And for day or night hunting, you cannot beat the bargain of the Wraith by Sightmark. You can go online to sightmark.com and check out the Wraith. It's a day scope, and if you want to sit in that stand and try to shoot you a hog at night, it's an awesome digital night scope. The Wraith by Sightmark.